absolute and mighty praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, sir.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Clap your two hands together. Take back your seat surely. Take back your seat surely in the house. On Sunday, I started talking to you for the story of King Uzziah. Amen. The story of King Uzziah. Amen. Started talking to you about the man King Uzziah and what God did through his life. Amen. How many of you were blessed on Sunday? I was blessed too. Now, you remember the reading, very, very long reading about a man that came into office at the age of 16 called King Uzziah from 2 Chronicles chapter 26, the verse number 1 all the way to 15 and 16. Even more than 16. I just ended at 15 for the first part that I want to share. Then later on, I'll take you beyond 16. Now, what happened in his life was marvelous. A 16 years old guy takes over the throne of his father, and instead of making mistakes and instead of proving the scripture that says that woe unto you if your king is a youth or if your king is a small person or a small child, he rather defied that scripture and rather agreed with the scripture that was an advice to Timothy that don't let anybody despise your youth, but in all things maintain the word, purity, control, self-control and all other things. So this young man excelled, and the Bible categorically stated that it was just as a result of the help of God. And I am surrounded by young people, I'm part of them, and I know that God is going to help every one of us until our lives turn out to be marvelously helped. Amen. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. Tell somebody by you, God will help you like Uzziah, and you will become strong on this earth. Hallelujah. So that was the story, how he went into several adventures and did great things and mighty things. And we started looking at some lessons from his life. That what can we learn if God is helping a man using his life as a case study? If God is helping a man, if we are talking about marvelous help, what do we see God do in the life of this gentleman? We said, number one, when God is helping a man, number one, he makes up for his disadvantages. Age was a disadvantage to him. If he were to be from Africa, you and I know he was not even allowed to talk when elders are talking. So age was his advantage. He was supposed to be carried by mistakes. Bible says that there is foolishness attached to a child's heart. So he was supposed to walk in foolishness. But this guy rather manifested great wisdom and achieved great things that can only be answerable to wisdom. And so he realized that there was something supernatural helping him. That was 16 years. You can't be building ports and you cannot be achieving great things in the military world unless there is something with you. Hallelujah. And like I told you, if you don't see the person visibly helping, you may think the one that is performing so well is a magician. unless you can see physically, like I made somebody help me lift this thing with my one hand. If you were not seeing the person, you would have concluded that I have some kind of magical powers to lift up heavy things easily. And so when you look at people who are being helped by God or by a spirit, you may think that, oh, wafa baby. The reason is because you are not seeing what is helping the person. So you attribute it to a spirit. Hallelujah. So he makes your disadvantage become advantage for you. He helps you irrespective of your disadvantage. He covers your immaturity, covers your disadvantages. That is why you don't have the certificates, you don't have something you are looking for. But some way, somehow, God covers you and still helps you to get what you are looking for. You may not be as beautiful as others, but God still blesses you with a very good person and a big person. And you yourself know that I don't really deserve this particular sister or this particular brother by all standards, but something helped you. That is, God came through for you. Number two, when God is helping a man, according to Uzziah's life, he doesn't consult his family history. So we realize that this is a guy who is coming from a background that is a very, very bad background. His grandfather disappointed God. His father disappointed God. They all failed God. So this guy is coming from a root where many people had failed God. So automatically, God is not supposed to trust such a man. But when you find favor before his eyes and he wants to help you, he doesn't care about what your father did. He doesn't care about what your mother did. He doesn't look at those things. Even though those things were supposed to affect you, once you catch the favor of God, or once you find favor in his sight, he suspends your background history and decides to prove himself God in your life. May that be your own story in Jesus' name. I said, may that be your own story in Jesus' name. Then number three, we said he makes him a builder and a restorer of the broken walls at a record time or age. When God is helping a man, or when God was helping Uzziah, he made Uzziah a builder and a restorer of the broken walls of the family at a record age, not in his old age, at a record age, from age 16. The first thing that was stated about Uzziah, the moment the Bible introduced him, that and Uzziah took over his father's throne, Amaziah's throne, immediately the Bible says that, and he built Eloth. And Eloth is a port, a shipping port. Those days they used to ship, you know, treasures and wood and slaves and soldiers for battle. And that was a port that was destroyed so many years in his great-grandfather's time. Okay, but then God uses him to rebuild it right after he took over office. Right after he took over office, he built a port. May you be a builder in your family. May you be a builder of the broken walls of your family. Like Nehemiah, he rose up to be a builder. You know, Nehemiah was not an old man. God raised him up. Like the days of Ezra, God raised them up and they built the broken walls of Jerusalem and the temple of Jerusalem. Now I pray that at a record age, God will use you to raise the foundation of big, big projects in the name of Jesus. Or in the name of Jesus. And then we said number four, or we didn't get to number four. I think I led some prayers during the dawn meeting yesterday from what I'm about to share with you. But I have not shared it, so I have to share with you so you have the understanding. Number four, he takes over his battles against his enemies. When God is helping a man, he takes over his battles against the enemy. Verse 7. 2 Chronicles 26, verse 7. When God is helping you, he takes over your battles. He doesn't allow you to fight alone. So the Bible said, and God helped him, that is Uzziah, against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Geba and the Mehunims. God helped him against the Arabians, against the Philistines. So when God is helping a man, he doesn't just help you to make money, but he also helps you to wage war. He helps you in battle against your enemies. So I don't know any spiritual entity that has set itself as an enemy against you. May God take over that battle. Let your amen be a tenderous one. I don't know any human being that has declared himself an enemy of your life to ensure that you become nothing, you end nothing. I declare that God is taking over that battle for you. God is fighting that battle on your behalf. So God took over 16 years. I believe that when the Philistines heard that Israel now has a new king, because his father conquered before his father failed, so they were afraid of them. Now a 16 years old boy takes over. Immediately you can imagine what the nations will do. They will try to invade Israel immediately so that they can conquer, because how can a 16 years person lead them for battle? It will not work. So immediately they will decide to take over and possess the places that they lost because of his great grandfathers. But the Bible says that, and God helped him, even though he was young, even though he didn't have the skill, the experience. God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians and the Muhunims. I pray for 20 people under the sound of my voice. That battle that you are struggling to fight, that battle of destiny, that battle of the future, that battle that happens in the spirit, that you are trying to gain deliverance but you are struggling in the spirit, I declare that God will take over that battle. Because when God is helping you, he takes over your battle. When you have a dream or when you sleep, something comes to sleep with you, and you have been trying to overcome it, and over it keeps coming. But I pray for you that after God's help comes in contact with you, God will help you against that enemy. I said God will help you against that enemy. Every enemy that stopped your father, every enemy that stopped your mother, I declare that God will take over that battle in the name of Jesus. Say, God is taking over my battle. Say, God is taking over my battle. God took over his battle. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 17, we see an example of how God took over. And this is about 100 years before Uzziah was born. This story is about 100 years before Uzziah was born. His great-great-great-great-grandfather, one of them, is called Jehoshaphat. And Jehoshaphat didn't fail God. He served God. Jehoshaphat served God in his days. And the Bible says that God helped him. God helped him. And when God helped him, they were attacked at one point by their enemies. And God decided to help them in their battle. And this is how God helps a man to fight his opponents or his spiritual or physical battles. Let us read it one go. And ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Come on, prophesy to somebody. You shall not need to fight this battle again. There are battles you have fought by your own might, but I speak to you as a prophet over your life that you shall not need to fight this battle again. Okay? I like the way he made the sentence. He started the sentence. He said, you shall not need. When someone speaks that English, that you don't need to do this, what it means is that you are trying to do it. But like I came to speak to 20 people. I came to speak to 30 people. That battle you are trying to fight by yourself on your own, you will not need to fight that battle again. May God take over that battle. May angels take over that battle. It is a generational battle. It stopped your grandfathers. It stopped your great grandfathers. But it will not stop you. I said it will not stop you. It stopped the mothers and the mummies in your family. But it will not stop you. I declare you succeed in your ministry. I declare you succeed in that marriage. I declare you succeed financially. I declare you will not end as a beggar. Because that battle is coming to an end. That battle is coming to an end. That battle is coming to an end. I prophesy with my eyes open. And I declare that every battle that you seem to be failing, after tonight, you are beginning to overcome.
you are beginning to win, because God will take over the battle. He will rain down stones. He will rain down brimstones. He will release angels. They will kill more than you can kill. They will conquer more than you can conquer. They will achieve more than you can achieve. Let your amen be like thunder. Clap your two hands together for the Lord. He is Jehovah Sabaoth. He is the Lord of hosts. He is the mighty man of Pelua. He is the mighty one of Israel. I declare war in somebody's family against witches and against wizards and against demons and human entities that has declared themselves enemies of the children of God, enemies of the house of God. And I declare that the hands of angels are being directed against them. I release the wicked of the wicked angels to be directed against them. They will strike them down. They will disarm them. They will destroy them on your behalf. You don't have to fight any longer. Shout, I don't have to fight. Or say, I don't have to fight any longer. Say, I don't have to fight any longer. I have Sabaoth who is fighting for me. I have Sabaoth who is contending for me. That is why David, in his prayer one of the days, he said, oh God, arise and fight for me. Take your shield and your buckler and contend for me. Fight against those who fight against me. Psalm 35 verse 1. He said, oh Lord, fight against those who fight against me and contend with those who contend against me. Draw your shield and your buckler and defend me. I speak to 100 people that God will fight the battle you are fighting. He will draw the shield and he will draw the sword and he will draw the buckler and you will go to rest. Tell somebody you will rest. Tell somebody you will rest and he will contend for you. Clap your two hands and say, he's fighting my battle. Plead my cause, O God, with them that strive with me and fight against them that fight. That is help. Say help. Go back to the scripture I was reading. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. Can you change the version? Let me see what he was telling us. Set yourself. Somebody don't understand it. Position yourself. Tell somebody, position yourself. You see, there is a position you must take. If God will fight for you, you can't say that erade kumi kwamame. Then you go about insulting people because you think they are against you. Then you go about fighting. Then you keep fighting things that you think that are against you. When God is fighting for you, you hold your peace. You don't go and fight them. You sit down and you smile. Hello, how are you doing? Meanwhile, you know they are talking behind you. You know they are discussing you. You know they are planning your downfall. But you smile at them. And they tend to think you don't know anything. But the Bible says that when you do that, you are employing angels of fire to gather fire on their heads. That is the way God fights. That you do not have to fight. Position yourself. If you are taking a spiritual position, that's where you take your position in praise and worship. You take your position in giving, in tithing. You take your position in righteousness. You take your position means that do the thing that God wants you to do. Don't focus on this distraction. Don't focus on this thing that is trying to take your attention. Don't focus. Just do what you're supposed to do. That's the position you will be. The Bible told us concerning Moses when he said that, Lord, I want to see your glory. I want to see you. I've never seen you before. I wish I can see you. The Bible says that, and God said, as for me, when you see me, you will die, but I will put you somewhere in a certain rock and position you somewhere. Now, when you find yourself in that position, then I'll be able to cover you with my grace. Then I'll pass by. Then you shall not see my face, but you shall see my back. There is always a position that when a believer takes, it qualifies him to see the unseeable. It qualifies him to see the things you are not supposed to see. It qualifies him to see the things your enemies are saying you must not see. May somebody's eyes be opened into another dimension. By the position you take. Position yourself and stand still. Stand still.
You're there. We tell somebody to stand still when the person is nervous. When the person is anxious. You are anxious. You are nervous. Meanwhile, we say, oh, chotobo, ebedroso. Oh, tubo. Oh, dear baba. Oh, tubo. But when you are nervous, you don't stand still. You don't stand cool. But God is speaking to someone. The position that makes God fight for you is not when your mouth is rattling everywhere. It's not when you are being anxious and nervous and it's like you are behaving like a failure already. No, 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 no. Jesus told the disciples that if you want this bread to multiply for all this crowd to eat, then let them sit still. Let them sit. Let them not go about looking for food. They should just sit down quietly and start sharing it and see what will happen. When they sat still and they started sharing the food, then the power of multiplication took over. There is something about position. There's something about it. When God is fighting for you, you have to take your position. Position yourself. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. He is with you. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid. I prophesy to you. See, these are your words. These are words to somebody here. These are words to some people here. He said that position yourself, stand still, and see how God is going to save you. That's the meaning of see the salvation of God. Now I see how God is going to work it out. What he has said about you, whether he's able to do it or not, just stand still. Stand still does not mean don't do anything. Stand still means that do the right thing without you showing a negative behavior. Do the right thing. And as you are doing the right thing, he said that you are now going to see the salvation of the Lord, for he is with you. Even though you cannot see the salvation, he is with you. But when you stay still, then you begin to see the salvation of the Lord. So do not be afraid or discouraged. Tell three people around you, before, behind, and by your side, do not be afraid or discouraged.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. Do not be afraid. For tomorrow, tell somebody tomorrow. Tomorrow is what? A future, futuristic statement. Future tense. For tomorrow, God is going to do something. Today, you are nervous. But don't be nervous, because God has the story. See, the end of this movie you are acting has already been determined before you started playing your role. It has already been determined. There is somebody who holds life. He started before time started. And when time ends, he continues. He knew before the movie came, and he will still be there after the movie. So he knows the role you are playing in the movie, the character you are playing in the movie. Everything that is happening to you, he knows it. And he knows how you are supposed to end. So don't change your character. He has told you how to act your role in the Bible. That is what I'm showing you. He has revealed to you what you should do. Just play your role. Because in the script of God, he said that I know the plans that I have towards you. They are thought of good and not of evil, to bring you to a perfect end. Your end cannot be less than good. Tell somebody, your end cannot be less than good. So there is no way God ends the movie of your life in a negative way. No, 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 no. He says, I know the plans that I have for you. To bring you to an expected end. A future and a hope. Say, that is my portion. And so don't be perturbed. Don't be perplexed. Don't be anxious. Don't allow the enemy to trouble your mind. For tomorrow, go out to face them. For the Lord is with you. tomorrow, go out and face them, for the Lord is going to fight for you. Go out and face them. It is to sit in your room and face them, because God says he's come to fight for you. He said, go out and face them. That means that go out and try. Go out and try. Go out and do something about it. Go out and try. And as you are trying, you know that God has gone ahead of you. And that is how to provoke the help of God. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Tell somebody he's taking over your battle. Tell three people your battle is being fought by God. Number five, when God is helping a man, he gives him the opportunity and wisdom. Now listen to this carefully. When God is helping a man, he gives him the opportunity and wisdom to seek him early. That's what the story of Uzziah taught me. Because God wanted to help Uzziah, God gave him the opportunity to meet him early. And God gave him the opportunity to seek him early. The desire to seek him early. Now somebody listen to me carefully. I was speaking to some young people some years ago. They are members of the church. Then as I was sharing stories and telling them things, one of them who thought that he has started serving God too early, because he too could have waited, like some stories I've shared about some people, and misbehaved and grown very old, and then now God will call him. I felt like, ah, daddy, there are some of us, we have come too early. I will see a koji in the kakara. That's what the young boy told me. I thought, I've come too early. Then daddy, if God could use that person you are talking about, then I'm a band temdodo. I'm going to chile kakara. But listen, when God wants to help a man, you see, God knows who you are. And God knows where you can be reached. God knows when your end will come. God knows, as we are sitting here, God knows those of us who will die when we are 30 years. God knows those of us who will go home. Not because the devil killed you. It is your time. When we are 50, God knows those who will go when we are 70. God knows. God called Abraham at age 77. That doesn't mean that God will wait and call you at 77. Because check when Abraham died. And you realize that if God is waiting for you at age 77, perhaps you would have been long dead. Because in our days, we don't hardly cross. we hardly cross 77. And by the time Abraham was 90 years old, and gave birth to Isaac, when Abraham was 90 years old, that's when he gave birth to Isaac. Today, check a 90 years old man. And the Bible tells us that after Isaac, Abraham took other wives and gave birth to more sons. About 8 children were numbered. They are the boys. The girls were not. You and I know the girls who are more than the boys. So at age 100, Abraham was still a strong man. Now compared to 100 years person in our days. So lifespan of man has been shortened. So if you are waiting for God to call you or to start using you when you are 77, maybe by that time we'll be bidding you goodbye to your grave. And you can do nothing. Because corruption of sin has destroyed the human body. And we can't live long like those days when you were living long. Like the 600 years and other things. I get what I'm saying. Now when God wants to help you, he knows the things you are supposed to deal with before you get to age 30. So if he really wants you to be able to overcome, he picks you when you are young. I can't imagine where I would have been if God was waiting for me to be 30 years after enjoying life and, you know, enjoying everything that we think is in the world. Then now God comes to call me. Like some of you, I'll not be your pastor. I'll not be your pastor, because by the time I'll try to be your pastor, maybe you are too far. Because when will I get born again, and when will I go through all the training God has given me that has qualified me to be able to pastor you? Before coming, I started following the Lord when I was 10 years old. And as of now, by the grace of God, I have followed God for about 24 years. So if I followed God for about 24, I've been trained for 24 years and I'm pastoring without experience. So if I've been trained for 24 years, if I got born again when I was 30 years, I have 24 years to wait. That's the time I'm coming to look for you. That's the time I'll be trying to go hungry, fast for 40 days, and do all these kind of things. That's the time I'll be trying to build God a temple. Tell somebody, it's good to start early. When God wants to help a man, He gives him the opportunity to meet him early. He creates the opportunity. God gave me the opportunity to meet him early in class 5. Through a gentleman called Michael Addo. And I'll never forget that encounter. When God wants to help people, God knew where I was coming from. And what has happened to my father. And what has happened to my lineage. And all the pastors that came out. Listen, my family is loaded with pastors. Both mother's side and father's side. Some of them are national figures. Some of them are, for my father's side, if I don't know at all, I know that great man of God at, he's a prophet of God, we call him Uncle Ni, Mount Horeb. How many of you know Mount Horeb? The one at Manfi. That's my father's senior. I've been taken there before. And people travel all over the world to Manfi to go and meet that man. Now that's coming from my lineage. When I come to my mother's side, Dr. Sam Kranchianka, it's my mother's close cousin. Two brothers gave birth to two children. One is my mother, one is Sam Kranchianka. They are product of the same, we all have the same grandfather. We go to the same funeral, we sit in the same place. Dr. Lawrence Tete. These are names you know. These are product for my family. But those who failed are more than those I've mentioned. Because it's a priesthood family. Those who failed are more. So when God looks at my life, He looked at how to save me. And I read the story and asked my mother questions about Dr. Sam Kranchianka. And he said that he started when he was a teenager, when he was young. When he was very young, he was a church boy amongst them. She tells me about Dr. Lawrence Tete. How he was very, very young and was going about sharing tracts. Then she will be mocking that. What are you holding like lotto papers? These lotto papers that you are holding. Today, he's traveling all over the world. Amen. These were people that God helped by picking early. So when God wanted to help me to go beyond what my fathers did, He picked me up early. Because He knows that if you are devoted early in life, then you can be promoted early in life. Amen. Don't postpone your devotion. King Uzziah was helped by God because God picked him when he was a youth. 2 Chronicles 26 verse 5. The Bible says he sought God in the days of Zechariah. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. He prospered early because he sought God early. Don't wait and prosper old. Don't wait and suffer the things your family has suffered before you start coming to look for God. I know you don't want me to preach. I know. Me, I'm a father. When I come, I don't come to excite you. I come to talk to you. I come to talk to you. Afterwards, I'll let them come and lead you to pray. I will come and talk to you so that the two will produce the good results. So some of you that are still thinking you are too young, so mommy got Jim and Nikakra, you are already too late. And some of us have still not gotten anywhere yet, even though we started at 10. You that you are starting at 25. You too that you are starting at 32. I don't know when you will catch up with some of us. Because we are not sitting down for you to say you are having overtaking anointing. The overtaking anointing you are having, me too. 10 years, boy, I was fighting for it. Be there. Tell me, Tihon Abe told me. Say, even Elijah was able to catch up. Elijah was able to catch up. He caught up on a man that didn't carry anointing. He didn't catch up on another man with anointing. Reading the Bible, read it well. So don't underestimate the time you serve God. Tell somebody, don't underestimate it. This age is the right age. Tell him, this age is the right age. Don't say you are too little. That's why rescue pastors are young. We are young because we know this mystery. We are not waiting to have white. Then we start. After we are going to work for Bank of Ghana, work for MTN, work there, and we are about to retire. Then we say, God, I've come. Use me. Use what? The leftover of Bank of Ghana. If a human being says that you should go on retirement because you are about to expire, it is God that should take over the expiration product. When you go to the roadside, do you buy expired commodities? Don't insult God. Lift up your hands. I'm ready at 20. Some of us were ready at 10. But at least, better late than never. So I came to speak to you at your level. That if you want God to help you, you must seek him early. He sought God. And as long as he sought God as a 16 years old, God made him prosper. Lift up, oh Lord, make me prosper. Make me prosper. You prospered Uzziah. Check. Uzziah started seeking God. So it is where you start seeking God that determines where God's prosperity starts showing forth. You seek him early, you get it early. Pure. Because God doesn't just throw things on you. He prepares you. He prepares you. There is a mystery in seeking God and finding God early in life. There's a mystery. You seek him early, you find him early. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1. He said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure. A time will come, you say you have no feelings. Today you have feelings. That's why we say self-control. A time will come, we will not preach to you about self-control. Your body will control you. Because when you see the person, there will be no race. Because you are an old man. So I won't come and preach to you that control yourself. A time will come, nature will control you. I hear what I'm saying. He says that remember God, consider God now that you have the swag, now that you have the 5-5, now that all the ladies are chasing you, now that all the guys are chasing you, now that you have some sweetness level. Remember God. Not when you are finished, when wrinkles are all over. 15 boys have dated you. Every one of them had 2 years of escapade with you. 2 times 15. You are now 35. You started when you were like 12 years. Now you are 35. Now you have come to church. You are born again. You say God should give you one of his pastors, one of his good boys. How dare you pray such a prayer? And then, oh, grace, favor. There is another side of the story. That's what I'm telling you. That early devotion qualifies you for early promotion. Have you stayed in villages before, or maybe visited a place that is like a village? They use river water. I've been going for crusades. I'm a crowd boy, but at least because of crusades, I have seen villages. How many of you know that when you go to the well or the riverside early, you'll find the cleanest water? How many of you know that? Or you have not stayed in the village before? I give you 2 weeks assignment. Visit. Try to go there around 10 o'clock when people have already gone to bath, when cattle have already gone to walk inside and drink some, when people have gone to wash, when and all that. Go and fetch the water and drink. And you, when you even see the color of the water, it's like milk. But when you go very early, by 5 o'clock, 4, 5 o'clock, you're already at the riverbank. You will see that the water is still. You can practically look through it. Can practically look through it. Clean. So it is those who go to the river banks early that find the cleanest water. Huh? Cleanest water. A lot of destinies have been tempered with. Huh? Even though grace has found you, a lot of times, your destiny has been tempered with because you didn't start early. You destroy certain things. You destroy certain things. So when God finds you, He makes do with the left, the rest. But He wants to help you. That's why He called you early. That's why I met Him early. God knows my family. He knows our weakness. He knows our problem. He knows our issues. If He had allowed me to grow up, I am not sure that I can do this. I'm not sure I can survive this. I'm sure that by the time you call me, maybe I've given birth like four with five women. The fifth child was miscarried. That's why. If God didn't come through, I am sure that with five women, I'll have at least four children because one miscarried. Because my family is not the type that you pay for women to follow you. My family is not that type. My family is the type that there is a spirit that make women follow you. You don't follow women. And so it destroyed all the pastors. Because it's a spirit. Today when I was at the site, I was with Livingston. I was at the site. I was speaking with the contractor who happens to know me years back. They said the first time I came to her office, her secretary, it was today that she was telling me, that her secretary said, "Hey, now madam, Osofu Ben and Wee FSC is talking about 2014-15 as MO. 2014-15, I'd come back from school. Osofu Ben and Wee FSC, hey, in the money behind you." That's what the secretary was saying. So the secretary, all the time I was going there for sponsorship, they used to buy things for us. Going there for sponsorship, the secretary was crashing on me. I didn't know. It was today that we were talking about her issue. Her issue came up that, I saw her around somewhere. And I said, before the madam told me that, do you know that lady, she used to talk about you, Pa? Yes. Yes. It's a spirit. It's not sponsorship. It's a spirit for destruction. Tell somebody, it's not sponsorship. It's a spirit for destruction. It's a spirit for destruction. And I can count the number of people who were wasted because of those things. Amen. Tell somebody, early devotion produces early promotion. If God will help you, you must seek Him. Okay? Seek Him early. Uzziah sought God early. Look at Solomon. He sought God early. Bible says that Solomon prayed to the Lord and said, "I am a child. Please help me. I'm a child. I can't rule these people. I'm a child." So Solomon was a young guy, but he sought God. And God said, "Because you have sought me as a young person, I will help you. I'll help you with wisdom and with wealth." Solomon was the only Israelite king or Jewish king that didn't pull a sword. Never. Solomon didn't fight one battle for many years till he died. He never fought one battle. It's impossible. Because he sought God early. All the nations around him were afraid of him. Nobody. They were bringing tithes, tributes, taxes. Nobody tried. But as soon as he died, they rose up against his children. When you see God early, God makes the rest of your life peaceful. It's not like by the time you are preaching, your baby mama is waiting for you outside. You are preaching, your wife is here, your children are here, but you have another child somewhere. Because when you started, you fooled about. So now you have a problem in your house. You have a problem, whether you like it or not, you have a problem. Because they will trouble you. Anytime the issue comes out, oh, sir. You see, there are things that you do that will haunt you. For even though God has forgiven you, he will not kill that child. And the mother will not be friendly. The mother will let everybody know that she's your baby mama. It's when you are prophesying that she will come with her child. Come here. Everybody will know that. Everybody will know. What I'm talking about is real life situations, is what I'm sharing with you. So ask for God, he will forgive you. Ask for God, he will forgive you. But the consequences, you know, maybe I'll do be shame who complicate our life. It becomes difficult. You have complicated your life. But if you had met God 15 years ago, you would have escaped that mistakes. Like by now, when you are praying for a husband, your chances would have been much more than you only hoping that the person will accept you and all your children. I get the examples I'm making. That's why I'm saying that serving God early provokes early help from God. Psalm 61, David said, my flesh thirsts for you. My heart longs for you to see your power. He says, I thirst for you early in the morning to see your power and thy glory. Early, I seek you. I thirst for you to see your power and your glory. 1 Kings 3, 7, 8, and then 9 is Solomon's testimony also. So to seek God simply means to be devoted to the Lord. To be devoted to word, prayer, worship, service. Serving God early. Serving God. Devoted to the word of God early in life. Devoted to quiet time early in life. Devoted to prayer early in life. Don't wait till you have complicated your life. There are people who come to me in the office, they always tell me, I wish I'd met you early. Pastor, I wish I'd met you early. Because sometimes they realize that they did certain things that have complicated their life. They wish they had met this ministry early. Because now you want to serve God, but somebody's holding your leg. Now you want to serve God, but you have issues to deal with. Those ones, God will not do it for you. It's your consequence for your actions. And it makes it difficult. If you don't take care, it will cause you to backslide. Not because God wanted you to, but that is your choice you made in life. To make mistakes that will haunt you. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, know God early. Have a relationship with God early. Psalm 91 verse 14. The Bible says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. He's talking about David, who sought God early. Young boy, he was in the wilderness, playing harp, singing to God every day. His songs are the things we have been singing now. David, young boy. Last baby, but he was in the forest. And all he knew was God. Worshipping the Lord, seeking the Lord. You should be devoted. Don't think that you are helping Pastor Prince in this church. Don't think that you are just helping the shepherd's team. No. You are being devoted to God. Your early devotion is what will make a room for you in your destiny. You are not helping me. I always tell you this. Tonight I'm speaking to those of you who have the opportunity, because God gave Uzziah opportunity through Pastor Zachariah. Bible says that in the days of Zachariah, the one who sees visions and have insight in the things of God. your meeting rescue is what is connecting you to this grace I'm talking about. Because we are making you do things that naturally you didn't want to do, or naturally you wouldn't have done, even if you were in another church. It's an opportunity to be devoted to God. Don't think that you are doing me by running, by hiding. I'm just giving you an opportunity. If I had waited before knowing the Lord, perhaps I wouldn't have your chances, the opportunity to even go to the university. I wouldn't have the chance to become the man I have become, to be pastoring the church that I'm pastoring. First Kings chapter 10. I didn't finish this. Psalm 91 verse 14. He said, I will set him on high because he has known my name. That's promotion. Say promotion. Say, I will set him on high. Because he has known my name. I will set him on high. If you will know the name of God early, he will set you on high. If you be devoted in the word of God, young man, you don't read your scriptures. Young woman, you don't read your scriptures. You don't love God. You don't know how to serve in the house of God. You do nothing in church. You don't run errands for God. You have not won a single soul in your life. You don't know what it means to be devoted to the kingdom. You don't know what it means. You are missing out. Early devotion provokes early promotion. I'm telling you. I'm speaking from a personal perspective, personal point of view. I am a man helped by God. Yesterday, somebody came to my office. I didn't quote the scripture. I just narrated. The person came to me with a problem. And the person thought that he has more problem. And I decided to narrate my life story to the person and how I came this far. The person left my office and was like, wow, is that your story? I can preach the help of God with my story. I don't need anybody's story. I'm a man helped by God. But it didn't come because I was in need. Take this from me. God doesn't help people because they are in need. God doesn't help people because just because God doesn't help people just because they are in need. God helps people because they find favor in his sight. I'll help you. Genesis chapter 6 verse 8. God was destroying the whole world. Noah was not the best person among them. But the Bible says, and Noah found favor in the sight of God. And God said, I will spare you and your children. Your children are stubborn children, but I will spare them because you have found favor. God helps people because they found favor. There were many widows, but they went to only one widow. Not because she was the only one suffering, because she found favor. I pray for you that you will find favor before God. But you see, for you to find favor before God, early devotion. Early devotion. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Rise up to your feet. You are going to pray some few prayers before you leave here tonight. Tomorrow is our anointing service. We are going to pray some few prayers. We are going to pray some few prayers. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Early devotion, Lord. He said, because he has loved me, therefore I will exalt him. I will not exalt him because he's called David, but because he loves me. Promotion comes by devotion. God helped Uzziah because he knew God early. 16 years.
Yes.
God is helping your pastor because he knew God when he was 10 years. Bishop Ajinasari knew God at an early age. Bishop Dagewon Mills from secondary school knew God. Archbishop from his youthful, in his teens, he came to know God. Listen, all the great, great people you see, you think they started late? Nah. If I had decided to wait to grow up to know the Lord, I am sure, I'm very, very sure that I would have complicated my life by now. You know, one day, a young lady in this church approached me, told me, said, oh, I used your picture for my status. And apparently, my whole family knows you. Wow.
I said, how? Then she brought out pictures. Said, do you know this? Do you know this? Do you know that person? In fact, my whole family knows you. And they told me when they realized I'm of this, oh, as for that boy, we knew him from, he used to come to this house. He used to pick your big sister, your senior sister, your senior cousin. He used to pick them. Now, guess what? Those days when I was trying to help that family, they were chasing me. They were fighting. This one said, I like him. This one said, I like him. And I was aware. I was aware. Some of them were trying to. And me, I started living early on my own because I left home very early. I remember these particular girls that I was taking to church, trying to win them for Christ. I was trying to win their soul. They were trying to win my body. No, I'm not joking. Right on this street. Right on this street. Little did I know that my church will be just opposite them. Little did I know that my children will be housed in their house. If I had taken advantage of those innocent girls that were throwing themselves at me, I am sure that I would have had a bad name. I would have had a bad name in this area. I'm telling you, it was a big temptation when I was young. But because of the Lord, I did not flow in that direction. Only for me to grow up to find myself on this lane. This lane. Like, I'm not sure that I can ever put my picture here. I'm telling you a serious thing. The day the lady came and showed me the picture, I was like, wow! So what if I had dated that girl? What if I had done something with those sisters who were fighting and doing all sort of things? One of them even has her child in our Sunday school, as I'm talking to you now. Sometimes she followed her sister here to just come and greet me. I remember the meeting. Like, I will not be able to be on this street. I'm telling you. Like, I'll run away. I come out on Tiasi. So, listen, some of you, the things you call opportunity, they are traps in advance. Tell somebody, traps in advance. Traps. The devil is trapping you in advance. Traps in advance. So that there are certain places you can't go. There are certain places where they tell you that, come and do that. Yeah. Because you know your history in that community. There are people that we call, they should come and win souls. They said, don't take me here, send me there. Why shouldn't I send you here? Because you know what you have done there. But blessed are you if you seek God early in your life. Amen. I said what? Blessed are you if you seek God early in your life. It will spare you from certain things. And God will be able to use you early. And the things that will happen to you, people will think you are an old man. Somewhere last year, one of the pastor friends who relates with me, he respects me so much, invites me to his church and all that. And me, I thought that he thought I was an old, like, I thought he knew I was young. So we were chatting by the church building. He had come to the site and we're chatting. Then he asked me, as we were chatting, he said something, either his age or something. He said, house of be a yin fear tree pa it me yen you may be answer ye do ha in keyo. So when he said that, I understand, then I said, he said, me come kai say me this say ya. Now I mentioned my age. When I mentioned, I said, what's up? It was to say who sasa. He was so disappointed. So disappointed. Because he could not match what God is doing in my life and my ministry with my age. But sad things don't come just by prayer. Early devotion. Early. That's why some of you, I've given you warning. Like you. giving you warning. If I hear that you are dating somebody, you are off my list. Let the other smaller people who are even younger than you, let them date. Now rush, let them rush. But if you carry a destiny, you don't do what other people do. Let them date. I know there are people who are younger than you in this church who are stubbornly dating. I know. When you ask, they say, we are just friends, but we know. And I know you are aware. And sometimes you will be tempted to also have a beloved car. We cry, me, I'm a school, da. No. No. Where you are going, it's not where they are going. Where you are going, it's not where they are going. There is power in your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.